This is Kansas Public Radio, and now for part two of our interview with Chief Justice Lawton Nuss. When you speak, you must be thoughtful, guarded, deliberate, because when people hear from the Chief Justice of the Kansas Supreme Court, I think naturally people expect to hear wisdom, words of wisdom. And they say it's lonely at the top. I would think that is especially true in your position. Would you agree that it's kind of hard for you just to have a conversation at times because you do have to be guarded and deliberate and specific?
That's very well stated. When I applied for this position, one of the lawyers that I knew said, you have to prepare yourself for what he called the cloistered life. He said, you're not quite a monk, but you have to be very careful about who you're seen with and who you speak with, and then what you say. And when I go to church, occasionally somebody in the congregation will come up to me and ask me my views on something, and I have to tell them I really don't want to be speaking about that. I don't belong to any clubs in town because there's a temptation for people who feel that they know me and they think maybe I'll let my guard down, or they may just not know any better and they'll ask me questions and I have to say, no, I can't answer that either.
So you're not an optimist or a Rotarian or in the Lions Club or any of that kind of fraternal?
Correct. Correct. And I'm not faulting any judges or justices who are. I'm just saying that I think because of my particular position, it lends itself to people coming up and asking questions about cases that might be high profile and are of concern to them.
Do you like your job?
I do. One of my judicial heroes was a former Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court named Charles Evans Hughes. I had read his biography many years ago, and something in there really has stuck with me. And he said his parents raised him to want to do worthy things and to do them well. And I thought, I want to do worthy things. When I'm about to die, I want to be able to look back on my life and say, yes, I did some things that I thought were worthy or they made a difference in a number of lives. And I've been trying to do well in that position for the last 17 years.
Well, you're not all judicial business all the time. Don't you write and judge cowboy poetry?
I judge cowboy poetry. I've never tried to write it. I do enjoy judging cowboy poetry. I have found on the state level, the state championships, which will be held in June in Manhattan, and then the national championships that I've judged several times, there are some cowboy poets, cowgirl poets as well, who I would put up against almost any other poet in the United States. They're that good.
What else do you do for fun besides judge cowboy poetry?
I take the dog for walks. I'm also a combat pistol shooter. I own a number of handguns, and I should explain that I was on the pistol team at KU as an undergrad, and then I shot expert with the 45 when I was in the Marine Corps. And then when I got out, I acquired 45s and some other handguns, and I like handgun shooting. This is not shooting slow fire, careful aim, take a minute for every shot. It's called bullseye competition. This is combat shooting where you have a silhouette of a figure and you might shoot, I don't know, 10 rounds in 10 seconds or even faster. I really enjoy that.
With your distinctive and distinguished-looking mustache and your legal-sounding name, you conjure up the image of a judge from the Old West, at least to many people. Have you heard this before, and how does that sit with you?
I am glad to have that comparison. I was an Old West reenactor in Salina for about 4 or 5 years before I was on the bench, and maybe 4 or 5 times a year, this Old West company would go to different parts of the state and we would put on reenactments or skits. I usually wrote the skits, and sometimes I was the bad cowboy, sometimes I was the sheriff, and every skit erupted in a gunfight. And then once I was appointed to the court, it was suggested to me that it probably would not be a good idea for a justice on the Supreme Court to be going around the state of Kansas shooting people, even if it was just with blanks. And I said, I understand. So I gave that up.
If this whole Supreme Court thing doesn't end up working out for you, I'm sure you could be a reenactor down on Front Street in Dodge City, perhaps. They have gunfights every day.
Yes. I go to Front Street every September for the Southwest Kansas Bar Association meeting, and they hold their Thursday night activity in the Long Branch Saloon. And since my great-grandparents homesteaded in Ford County in the 1870s, and I now own that farm near Dodge City, so Dodge City is in my blood.
Well, you look the part, you fit the part, and you enjoy the part.
Yes, very much so.
Can you and do you hang out with other justices socially? Do they come over to your house for a barbecue? Does that ever happen? Can it happen?
It can happen. I have been to the homes of two of my colleagues in 17 years. But other than that, I don't socialize with my colleagues outside of our building.
So we can see the Kansas Supreme Court in action at the Lead Center Monday at 6:30. Any turnout predictions?
Our record so far is 2015, I believe, at Fort Hays State University. We had 700 people in the audience.
700, that's...
Yeah, it's a good number.
That's a good turnout for anything, really.
Yeah, we're really happy with that.
The only thing that draws more is like a rock concert that's free or something, you know, so that's pretty good.
Well, I think when you started your program, if I'm not mistaken, the music that played just for a few seconds was Jimi Hendrix. Was that Little Wing he was playing?
That's very good. It's actually the Stevie Ray Vaughan version of Little Wing by Jimi Hendrix. So, yeah.
All right.
It's just a little bumper. I can play it again for you if you like. Well, let's go out listening to Little Wing by Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Very good.
Chief Justice Lawton Nuss, thanks for being here.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Once again, the Kansas Supreme Court will be appearing live at the Lead Center in Lawrence on Monday, April 1st. No fooling. The High Court will hear two court cases, a civil case and a criminal case, and the public is invited. You can hear the full version of this interview online at kansaspublicradio.org. For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Jay Schaefer.